Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a
model.
Yay! Yay!
Good evening and good day. Well, you know it must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the families are home today. There's no school or work. We're all just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, we know that Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories is a family tradition with mommies, daddies, and grandma and grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. Now, Starfish is joining us today, and I want her to tell the boys and girls hello. And
hello.
What are you doing?
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing out there? Today, we have our very, very special guest and my favorite, favorite friend. And, of course, on Aunt Joel's Bedtime Stories, we love having new friends, but today we're having a returning friend.
Wow, I can't believe that you brought two friends with you. They might even be our youngest friends.
Yes, they are our youngest friends, and we're going to be talking about bedtime lists, and they have definitely all the lists checked off because they're wearing their beautiful color pajamas.
Oh, my goodness. They're so ready for bedtime because they have their clothes on already, so they can be able to check that off the list.
Exactly. So, boys and girls, here are my young youth co-hosts, Hannah and Natalie. Say hello to boys and girls, Hannah and Natalie.
Hi.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Fun.
Wow,
fun.
They sound like twins. They both sound like it's one voice.
Good, good, good. And Hannah, tell us about your PJs. Is this your favorite pajamas?
So far, yes.
So far, yes. Can you describe your pajamas to the boys and girls?
Well, my shirt, it's gray. It has a blue star. It has a guitar on it. And it's a pop star.
Oh, that is exactly what these two girls are, pop stars. And matching pants. And Natalie,
wow.
Tell us about your pajamas.
Well, my shirt is black, and it has pink dots and pink flowers and white flowers and white dots, and my pants are all white with a bow on them.
Oh, they are definitely best-dressed pajama girls.
Oh, they certainly are. They sound like it.
And they're matching. So cute. Yeah.
So, they're
now,
giggling.
Hannah or Natalie, would you like to say hello to anyone at school or any of your family, your mom and dad? Because they're definitely listening to you.
I would like to say hi to my mom.
Oh, and give us your mom's name.
My mom's name is Corinna.
Oh, beautiful.
I would like to say hi to my grandma and grandpa and my friend Emma.
Oh.
And my mom and my dad.
Of course.
And my grandma.
Oh, grandmas are the best.
Wow. And what grade are you guys in?
Second. first.
I think those are really special ages and grades, don't you think, Starfish?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just the beginning.
Right, so I thought maybe you might have had some college kids, but it sounds like you don't.
I know, they're so, so very intelligent. And just like we were talking about making bedtime lists, I would like to play one of our songs because it's very important to have a list. What do you guys do when you prepare for bed? Do you brush your teeth, take a bath, or do you put in your pajamas and then take a bath? Which is in order?
I don't actually take a bath or shower at night. I just put my pajamas on and I brush my teeth and read my book and go to bed.
Wow, that's a great list. Pajamas, brush your teeth, then read a book and go to bed. And what about your order? What do you do first?
Sometimes I usually do a bath or a shower. Then I put on my pajamas. And then I usually eat dessert then.
Yeah.
And then I brush my teeth, read a book, put on my music, and then go to bed.
Wow, you guys are so organized. You have your checklist already set up at first and second grade.
I know. That is really special. Their teachers must love them. They're so intelligent.
Exactly. And here on Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story, we like to talk about everyone's bedtime list. Boys and girls, would you like to hear our bedtime list song? Would you like to, Hannah and Natalie?
Yes.
What about you, Aunt Jill?
Of course. They still sound like one voice.
I would love to because
that really helps you to be able to get organized and to know what to do. And it sounds like these girls already know what to do, but we're not sure whether the other boys and girls out there in Radio Land, if they know what to do.
Exactly. They might not be as organized and prepared as both Hannah and Natalie, so we'll help them along. Here we go.
Check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Now
And you can see why you need to have a chart, because there were so many things that Lucas Richmond, who is the one who sung the song, all those things that she had to list. You almost have to have a list in order to make sure that you don't miss anything.
Exactly. So we've had on our list, put away our toys if you have toys, get a pillow or a companion. Do you have a favorite teddy bear or a favorite Snuggie Wuggie?
I have a favorite blanket, and its name is Blanket.
Oh, how long have you had Blanky for?
Now the
baby. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That must be very comfortable. What about you, Hannah?
I like to sleep with my American Girl doll.
Which one?
McKenna.
Oh.
And I also like to sleep with my blanket.
Oh, you have another. Do you have a name for a blanket?
Its name is Wuggy.
Oh, Wuggy and Blanky, right?
And I wonder if you can still tell the colors too, Starfish, because they said they've had it for at least almost 7 years.
What color is your blankie?
It used to be pink.
How did I know that?
Now, since I've used it so much, it's pretty much like whitish pink.
Baby pink, white pink. What about you, Hannah?
My blanket is gray.
It's gray. Very, very nice.
Oh, we have to read that story one day, Starfish of Velveteen Rabbit, because when you love someone so, so much, a lot of times, it gets a little worn.
Exactly. Sometimes it does. So, like we have our bedtime list, it's a routine, and Natalie and Hannah explained to us our routine. So it all starts with routine. So let's tell everyone what you must do. We had, what was our first thing that we talked about? Cleaning up. What are other important things?
Have dinner, then take a bath.
Exactly.
Make sure you're clean, get comfortable.
Yes, I like your list.
Put on your pajamas, read a book if you have one, and go to bed.
Oh, that's the perfect list.
Certainly is, and you got to fluff up that pillow, and that's what mommies and daddies and grandmas do.
And Aunt Jewel, I know some boys and girls may not be that tired, and they're not really ready to go to bed.
Exactly.
So what can we do to get ready?
Well, I think that we have to look outside, and we see that the sun is coming down, so we know that the moon is coming up, and we know the parents are watching the clock. I wonder why. And everyone's gathering around their mommy, daddies, and certainly Hannah and Natalie's grandma and their special dolls are waiting for them. Because they know that they have, I don't even know that they have any pets. They didn't say anything, but we have a pet, and it's Poppy and also Cuddles. And
Natalie,
we know that
there's
aunts and uncles.
I have a dog and a cat.
Oh, they didn't even say that.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a fish.
A fish. Awesome.
And my cat and dog's name are Scratchy and Bandit.
Scratchy and Bandit. Do you have any names? Do you have a name for your fish?
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Oh, awesome.
For a nickname, I call it Bubbles.
Bubbles. How very awesome. And I know all of them must get ready and clean before they go to bed, too. Your doggy and your kitty cat. And your fish actually lives where I live, in the sea. Starfish.
Sure does. And we know that we have to do all those things right, just like what you said, in order to get these energetic little girls ready to go to bed. We got to tire them out, don't we, Starfish?
Exactly. So let's get all cleaned up with our rubber ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
We already have our PJs and our toys, and our teeth are smooth, and we have our favorite blankie, our teddy bear, our American Girl doll.
And Natalie wants to say her favorite toy, too. What's your favorite toy name?
Oh, what was that? What was that?
Her name is Pinky Rose.
Pinky Rose.
I called her Bunny.
But she called her a bunny. I love these nicknames.
Wow, that really takes a lot of thinking to decide what name should I make my toys
exactly.
Or my doll.
That's creativity.
Oh, it certainly is. Because they all have to have a special name because it means so much for them. And you
exactly.
also have to make sure, you know, Starfish, you got to make sure that that pillow is fixed just right, because otherwise you just simply cannot sleep.
This is true.
And you've got to get a few more swallows of water before you go to bed, and you have to have your certain kiss, and you've got to bless everyone that you know, and you have to get ready and get that last hug and kiss again and snuggle in bed, because we're soon going to be listening to a very special little girl who's 7 years old, whose name is Natalie. She has a book that she's going to read.
Oh, yes. We're so excited. We're going to have two special youth co-hosts reading their books. First, we're going to have Natalie read her book, and then Hannah finished off with a laugh. And Aunt Julie,
very excited.
Tell the amazing girls about our theme for today.
Well, our theme today is going to be renewing ourselves. Because you know what? It is time for garden to be happening pretty soon, and everyone is planting, so you want to make sure that you renew the soil so that you can have this beautiful garden, which is very much like how your personality is, because you know when spring is starting to come and when you're starting to get ready for that, you're so excited, you're so bubbly, and you have to do all kinds of stuff. So you want to make sure that you, again, renew how you feel. And that's
exactly
what Easter is about, too.
Exactly. So, is our youth co-host almost ready to read the book?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Well, would you like to tell the boys and girls what the name of the book is?
Henry Mudge and the Best Day of All.
Awesome. And does it say the author right there, the story, who wrote the story?
Story by Cynthia Ryland, pictures by Suki Stevenson.
Wow.
Oh, that's
so
impressive.
Awesome. Boys and girls, get ready. Let's jump into Storyland.
Well, I'm ready, and I wonder if Grandma's ready.
I think Grandma's ready, too.
The first chapter is called The First Day of May. On the first day of May, Henry woke up early and said to his dog, Mudge, I'm having a birthday today. Mudge wagged his tail, rolled over, and snored. Mudge, said Henry, wake up. I'm having a birthday today. Mudge wagged to the other side and snored some more. Mudge, said Henry, birthday cake. Mudge opened one eye. Ice cream, said Henry. Mudge opened the other eye. And lots of crackers, said Henry. Mudge jumped up. He shook Henry's hand. Henry was having a birthday, and Mudge would be having crackers. The first day of May was pretty good. Chapter 2 is called A Colorful Morning. Balloons were all over Henry's house. Pink ones, orange ones, green ones, and yellow ones. They were in the bathroom. They were in the kitchen. They were in the living room, and the porch was full of them. Satellite balloons, Henry told Mudge. Mudge licked a yellow one and wagged. Henry's father came into the house. He was carrying a camera. Pictures, cried Henry's father. Oh, no, Henry whispered to Mudge. Dad likes pictures, too. Henry's father took lots of pictures. He took one of Henry, he took one of Mudge, he took one of Henry and Mudge. He took one of Henry and Mudge and Henry's mother. Then the bookcase took one of all four of them. After the pictures, Henry's mother had fixed Henry's favorite breakfast, pancakes with strawberries. The family ate and ate and ate. When they were done, they had four very sticky red mouths. The first day of May was working even better. Chapter 3 is called Crackers from the Sky. Henry had invited his friends for a party. They came at 3 o'clock. At first, everyone was shy. No one knew what to do. Then Henry's mother said, everybody outside. In the backyard, Henry's mother and Henry's father had fixed game. There was ring toss. There was go fishing. There was potato sack races. And hanging from a tree was a blue pinata shaped like a donkey. The winners at ring toss got the quarter rings, the winners at go fishing got baby goldfish. The winners at potato sack races got bags of potato chips. Finally, it was time for the pinata. Henry's father tried a cloth over Henry's eyes. He put a stick in Henry's hand he whispered a message in Henry's ear. Then Henry started to swim. One, everyone shouted. Two, three. Munch was wagging hard. Four, on the fourth swing, the pinata cracked open. Out fell suckers and bubblegum and taffy and hundreds of little crackers. Everyone was happy, and Roger most of all. He never knew that crackers could come from the sky. Chapter 4, Best Day. After the game, Henry's parents brought out ice cream and a very wide birthday cake. The cake looked like Henry's fish tank. It had blue water, colored rocks, and striped and spotted fish. Mudge sniffed and sniffed. Maybe it looked like water, but it smelled like cake. After the fish tank cake was eaten up, it was time to open presents. Red bowls, purple paper, big cars, everything went flying in the air. Henry got an airplane model, a robot, a stuffed snow leopard, and a basketball. He also got a box of dog food. These must be for you, Henry told Mudge. When the party was over, everyone went home. They all had lots of taffy and bubblegum and suckers and baby fish and potato chips. They were full of cake and ice cream. Some of them were full of crackers. Henry and Henry's parents and Henry's big dog Mudge sat quietly in the backyard and closed their eyes. They listened to the boys' birds. They rested. And each dreamed about birthday wishes on the best day of all.
Wow.
Oh,
how was that? That was awesome. How did you like that, Hannah?
I thought that was a very good book.
Me too. And I thought was the most exciting part about it was that a lot of things that you guys can relate to, because Natalie has a dog too, just like Mudge, and the birthday cake was like a fish aquarium, like you and Bubbles.
And the other thing, it is talking about renewing, because at first everyone was real shy and then they all start playing with each other and had a good time.
Exactly, and it's something that we could look forward to when the springtime comes, playing outside, having a pinata, having a birthday cake. Speaking of birthday, when is your birthday?
Mine's on January 30th.
January 30th, the winter baby.
My birthday is August 4th, 2004.
August 4th, 2004. Awesome.
Yeah, a very hot time, too. But that also was talking about change, which is what we're talking about today, renewing, being able to. If there's something that you don't like, being able to do it over again. Very much like an eraser. If you make a mistake, you could be able to erase it and start fresh.
Exactly. I think that Natalie did a wonderful job.
She did a fantastic job, and she was also, she let us know the chapters, she told us what that was, and she was real clear, and I think the boys and girls would love the story, and they'll probably go and check it out from the library, or if they want to, they can buy it. So thank you so much, Natalie, for that, and I know that your mommy and daddy are so proud of you, and you have to make sure you tell your teacher that you read a book over the radio.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So let's take a dive into our next book, Splash. And our favorite youth co-host, Hannah, is going to be reading.
Splash. Wow. I'm ready.
The book is called Splash. And it's by Anne Jones. I have a pond in my backyard. I have one turtle, two catfish, three frogs, and four goldfish. I feed them every day. How many are in my pond? My cat comes home. He walks my dog. The turtle jumps into the pond. Splash! How many are in my pond? The cat watches the fish. My dog chases the cat. One frog jumps in. Splash! How many are in my pond? My cat falls in. Splash! My dog falls in. Splash! How many are in my pond? Two frogs jump in. Splash! Splash! How many are in my pond? My dog and cat climb out. A dragonfly falls in. Splash! One frog hops out. How many are in my pond? Two frogs hop out. My dog slips back in. Splash! How many are in my pond? I help my dog out. The dragonfly flies off. One frog jumps in. Splash! How many are in my pond? The bird flies away. Another frog jumps in. Splash! I fall in. Splash! How many are in my pond? The third frog jumps in. Splash! The turtle stays in. I climb out. How many are in my pond? My cat is sad. My dog is sad. My cat is mad. I feed my fish.
The end. Wow, that sounds like so much fun. And
such
all those
enthusiasm.
Animals. Exactly. Hannah has fish. And Natalie has dogs, so you definitely can relate. And your dog is brown and it has black too, right, on it?
Mm-hmm. And I have a cat.
And a cat. Oh, my goodness. So imagine all your animals splashing into the water, just falling into the water, taking an extra bath.
I don't think my cat would like
that. You don't think your cat would like that? What about you? Well, your fish would like it, right?
Yeah, probably. But that fish might not like it because, anyways, not in his place, and if he jumps out, he might die.
Yeah, it might be on land. He likes to have his own type of water.
And there's other animals that he doesn't know, so he could be afraid.
Exactly.
And die, because one time I got a fish. It was like a surprise from my mom. And then I was going to Taekwondo, and when we came back, the fish was dead.
Oh, no. So maybe the water was different.
I think it got really stressed.
Oh.
Died.
So animals just have feelings just as we do. So it's even best to prepare. Animals have to prepare as well as we do for spring and the new temperature. Exact, right, Natalie?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say something. So, yeah, you did a great job. Both of you did awesome on the book.
They certainly did.
When you guys were reading it, I can imagine just being there.
Right, and you know, Starfish, that was almost like a math problem, jumping in, jumping out, frogs joining them, dragonflies coming in. It was a lot of things going on.
Exactly.
So how did you girls love the books when you read them?
Oh, say, what's the question again, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, how did they like reading the books to the boys and girls?
I thought it was great. I got really nervous, but then I realized that nobody's like not thousands of people are looking at me, so I realized that I'm not nervous anymore.
Yeah, they are natural. As their shirt says, pop stars.
And
what a great tip to tell other boys and girls, too, about reading on the radio. That was
exactly
a wonderful
what
tip.
What were you saying, Natalie?
You don't have to be scared because it's like you're just reading out loud to a person.
Exactly, because we're all friends here, and that's something that we also do when we go outside. When it becomes warmer, we start doing lots of activities like parties, summer parties, birthday parties, all the different celebrations.
It's like reading to a friend, but people are listening to you.
On the radio, exactly.
On the radio, but they can't see you. That's why you're not nervous and scared.
Exactly.
And you know what, Starfish again? And the people out there, I think we have a coach here because they're telling you, you can just read. You don't have to be nervous because it's like reading to a friend, and you can relax.
Exactly.
Wow, that makes me almost want to hear a song.
Me too.
What song would you like to hear, Aunt Jewel?
Splash,
oh,
why don't...
We're talking so much
you,
about...
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking over each other. So, Starfish, why don't
so
you do
much
it?
About springtime and warm weather. Let's listen to our springtime song.
I'd love that.
Spring, boing, boing, I love the springtime. Spring, boing, boing, I love the spring. Honeybees, and apple trees, lilacs bloom, in the bright green hills, and trillium, and the geese come back, with buttercups, and daffodils. Spring, boing, boing, I love the springtime. Spring, boing, boing, I love the spring.
Ooh, get ready, boys and girls. Oh, here it comes. Okay, Hannah, Natalie, you ready? Get that foot going.
Yes, we are getting so ready for springtime, and the first day of spring is March 20th. So we can be prepared, just like Hannah and Natalie are so prepared with their bedtime list and school and everything else.
And their fancy, fancy pajamas.
Exactly.
And you know, with spring, though, you have to prepare to get ready. And I've already seen some of the flowers starting to just peek out just a little bit. When you've planted a seed, some of them are starting to sprout.
I know, they are.
And soon we'll be having our Easter dresses, dressing up all nice, showing everyone our new outfits. So that's going to be coming very soon, too.
Exactly. Boys and girls, are you sleepy yet?
No.
Well, we have to have another book, obviously, because they are not closing their eyes. And they're not even yawning, Starfish.
Oh, no. I think maybe the mommies and daddies are yawning.
I know Poppy is, and probably some of the dogs and cats and Pharaoh are probably already lying on the floor or even in the bed.
Exactly.
And my friend Marilyn, who's out there in Oxnard, has already gone to sleep. And Tony, of course, in California, is trying to stay up so that he can hear the rest of the show.
I know they have one eye open.
Of course, because we're getting some new friends. We certainly have some new friends with Hannah and Natalie. They're definitely going to be joining us again and again and again and again.
I think I hear some yawning. Can we bring the yawning song to the boys and girls on Jewel?
I would love to hear that because I think that some are trying to fight the sleep, and I think they need to hear that song.
Okay, here we go, boys and girls.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. Ay, 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 ay.
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are for me. Friends think I think they're boring. Just cause they see me yawning. When a yawn comes, there's all a warning.
Are you yawning yet, Hunter?
We need something to wake us up. Mexican head dance. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Maybe you're not quite ready yet.
I think Hannah and Natalie are doing a wonderful job on putting all the boys and girls to bed.
They certainly are. I know that Grandpa Roberts has already gone off to sleep. You guys did a great job. You're so wonderful. And your first time in reading the books.
Yes, it is.
And
so,
I know
Jewel,
that you're...
Would you like to do...
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Jewel, would you like to read another book?
I would love to read one called The Wishing Stone. Or, let me see, or Good Time, Good Night, Moon. We've got two special books. And we have... The time is just flying by. Let's see...
Well, we have requests over here for Goodnight Moon.
I think that would probably do it. It's a book that even Starfish loved when she was little out in the sea.
I'm sorry, Aunt Jewel. Can we listen to Wishing Stone? Because I think we want to have a wish.
Okay. I would be more than happy to, because after all, this is Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. So we love to hear stories. And boys and girls, you can get any of these books at your friendly community librarian. And remember, last week we had Rose. She was a children librarian, and she was telling us all the things that she does to get children to read. Now, this book is called The Wishing Stone. Now, it's by Steve Smallman, and it's a Sandy Creek book. and it was illustrated by Rebecca Elliott. Here we go. Are you ready, Hannah and Natalie?
Yes.
Okay. So they still didn't fall asleep yet, so they're ready. Here we go. Now, we have an armadillo that lived in the swamp. He was lonely and wished that he could have and he could find a friend. But whenever anyone came near him, he would roll him up into a ball and keep very still until they went away. What should we play today? Squeaked the mouse. Hide and seek? No, I always lose, grumbled Flamingo. I know, water fight, shouted the monkey, and he pushed Flamingo into the swamp and jumped in after her. Mouse couldn't swim, so he sat down grumpily on a funny-looking stone. I wish I had a wading pool so I could play too, he said quietly. I think Hannah and Natalie, he would like to recreate his personality. So he just sat there quietly. Now that night, Armadillo got to work. Using his strong claws, he dug a wide hole and filled it with water. Then, tired out, he rolled up into a ball and went to sleep. A wading pool, squeaked Mouse excitedly the next morning. My wish came true. That stone must be magic. Let me try, said the flamingo, sitting on the stone. I wish we had a secret den, she said. You'll have to wait until tomorrow for it to work, said Mouse. I hear morning almost coming. Now that night, Armadillo worked hard. He cut down branches and gathered leaves. And by the time the sun started to rise, he had made a wonderful secret den. Tired out, he rolled up into a ball and went to sleep. The wishing stone worked again, squeaked Flamingo the next day, climbing inside the secret den. My turn, said Monkey, sitting on the stone. I wish there was some food in here. That's a stupid wish, said Flamingo. Not if you're hungry, said Monkey. But you'll have to wait until tomorrow for it to work, said the mouse. Let's see what happens, Natalie and Hannah. Now, Armadillo liked to eat bugs. Bugs. So that night, he dug a hole inside the den, lined it with leaves, and then filled it with all tasty-looking bugs he could find. Then, tired out, he rolled up into a ball and went to sleep. Yuck! Said the monkey, the flamingo, and the mouse didn't like bugs. That wishing stone is useless, shouted Monkey, and kicked it towards the deepest part of the swamp. Help! Cried Armilda. The armadillo rolled faster and faster. I can't swim! Splash! Just like the book that we just heard. The wishing stone can talk. And it can't swim. The monkey found a big stick and pushed it into the water. The armadillo grabbed it, and the three friends pulled with all their strength until, plop, out came the armadillo, soggy and gasping for breath. Did you make my wading pool? Asked the mouse. And our den? Asked Flamingo. The Armadillo just nodded. What about the bugs? Said Monkey. They're my favorite, sniffed Armadillo. I thought you would like them too. Thank you. You're very kind, they all replied, smiling. The mouse, the flamingo, the monkey, and the armadillo soon became best friends, just like Hannah and Natalie. Now, with the monkey's help, Armadillo learned to swim. He even let the mouse right on his back in the deep end. Maybe wishes do come true, Armadillo thought happily. The end.
Wow, so many fun spring stories with all these wonderful animals.
Oh, there is. There is. We really are so, we were able to find out how the armadillo didn't feel brave enough to come out and let everyone know that he was doing it. So he did it in secret. But soon,
exactly.
Right, soon he was able to recreate his whole personality, right?
Yes, renewing.
So Natalie and Hannah, how did you like that story?
It was good. It was a good story. It was a great story, actually.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think the boys and girls loved that, too. They were wishing. And sometime I bet you two probably wished that you could have certain things.
Exactly. And we were talking about the armadillo's bravery, and that was one of the things that Anna and Natalie were speaking about, being brave and talking about different things and speaking to live individuals on the radio. And at first they're a little nervous, but they got through it.
Mm-hmm. They certainly did. And I know that some of the parents right now would just like to get through the day when they see their children close their eyes. It's
I think Hannah's falling asleep. Is Hannah falling asleep?
No.
Natalie's eyes drifting. She's falling off the table. She's falling asleep.
They're
but
trying
you're not
to good. Hang on. They're fighting it.
You
They're left. Fighting it, Starfish. They're fighting it.
Exactly. And on Tools Radio Show, we love having new friends. And, of course, Natalie and Hannah are returning youth co-hosts, and they did an awesome job. And, Jewel, can we play our favorite song for our friends?
Oh, yes, we can, since they're still wide awake.
I can't wait. Aunt Jules, this is our favorite song. You've got a friend. Oh, yes, they know it, too. Oh, Hannah's already into it. Here we go.
Really need it. Love it.
There's
you got a friend in me.
Oh, yes, we do. Hannah and Natalie.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you
Hannah
got a friend in me.
Hannah and Natalie, friends forever.
You got a friend in me.
Starfish.
You got a friend in me. You got some trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. Yeah, see it too, 'cause you've got a friend in me.
It's a friend,
you got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see if I can't done me. You got a friend in me.
And thank you for joining Blake
you
Radio Network and Rainbow Soul. And to a bedtime story.
You got a friend in me.
Oh, great. And our youth co-host would like to say good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you, Hannah. And what? Don't forget what?
Don't get the bed bugs bite.
Right. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I will definitely watch out for them. Good night. You guys did a great job.
I can't wait till I get to go to bed, because then I get to read my book and I get to have beauty rest.
Oh, yes.
You've got to have beauty rest.
Definitely. They must have a lot of rest because they're already so beautiful.
Oh, I know they are. And the girls have to have their beauty rest, Starfish.
Of course. And here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we love taking a trip into Dreamland. It's where young children and listeners love bedtime stories. So take a trip into Dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's Imagination Playland. Boys and girls, just like our pop stars Hannah and Natalie, let's listen to Corinne Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star. Good night, boys and girls.
Right, because I know that as soon as they hit that pillow, they'll be fast asleep. Good night, Hannah. Good night, Natalie. Thank you so
good
much.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Mom.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind.
Thank you for joining Blake Radio
you
Network. Give life to your parents.
Children.
Oh, and you see them go to sleep.
You do it all the time.
The love pours out. Good night, Christopher.
I've gone to one.
And good night, Jaden. Quiet time. Thank you so much. Steven.
everybody.
Oh, we thought that they were asleep. They're still up. Oh, we love them. How could you not? Bedtime stories and starfish. We're saying good night. Thank you for joining us Sunday at
Boys and Girls.
Just like a star.
Oh, there she is, right.
Just like an angel of the pain.
Thank you, starfish. You always do a wonderful job.
Feel like I've never been the same.
And Blake's
Just like a star.
Radio Network.
Just like oil on my hands.
Good night, Pharaoh.